As an undergraduate student, I majored in modern Chinese history and was extremely fortunate to land a job as a tour guide taking people around China when I completed my studies. This was in the 80s. I must have done a few things right as I ended up as general manager of Australasia's largest China tour wholesaler. However, the board who I reported to wouldn't allow me to negotiate with the Chinese for the following season's contracts with hoteliers, transport companies and attraction venues. The chairman believed that as an older and wiser man, he was in a better position to negotiate with the Chinese to gain their trust and respect. I didn't really understand what he meant, but now, being certainly older and presumably wiser, I'm getting a better idea of what he did mean. He was referring to the Chinese notions of guanxi, networking, and xinrin, deep trust. Since then, of course, China has grown to be the major economic power and is now Australia's largest trading partner. My thesis is about looking at Australian-based small to medium-sized tourism enterprises that have been successful in establishing businesses in China and finding out why they are successful and how they continue to be successful. I'm also looking at business-to-business relationships from a Chinese perspective in a service industry context. Innovative ideas need the startup capital and mass market to be successful. China can provide both these ingredients. My research will provide an organisational performance template which will assist service industries in such diverse areas as finance, architecture, law, education and of course tourism to better prepare themselves for the China market. Let's be the smart country as well as a lucky country. My research will assist in improving mutual understanding of our major trading partner and therefore our economic performance.